Catholic division staff received a positive boost to start the 2023-24 school year after a motivational speaker encouraged them to find their swing set during stressful times so they could acquire rest and renewal. Terry Hershey, a Seattle, Washington-based author, pastor and inspirational orator who supports people's mental health and well-being in a Christian environment, spoke to Holy Trinity Catholic School Division on August 30 during its opening Faith Day activities. Staff congregated at St. Joseph Catholic Parish that morning for the division's opening day Mass. On August 31, teachers gathered at Vanier Collegiate to work on their annual professional growth plans. Hershey really encouraged us to make sure we take care of one another and ourselves so that we can be there to support our students, said Ward Strube, Director of Education. Hershey reminded staff of the children's song, "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine," and how they each have goodness inside of them, the education director continued. However, the author also noted that people sometimes dampen Christians' inner light as the latter moved throughout society. Furthermore, the speaker encouraged teachers to find their swing set, that special place in troubled times where they can refresh and retool and have the energy to be great teachers, family members and citizens. He also urged them to reject the bunkum in their lives, or those things that cause stress and second-guessing. Strube agreed that the pandemic contributed to the current mental health crisis, noting the school division has noticed that more people are stressed and upset. Yet, he reiterated Hershey's message that the faith community needs to support its members. When we look at education, if we don't have healthy teachers, they won't be in front of the classroom supporting our kids, Strube said. So healthy teachers means healthy students, which means healthy communities. One positive Strube spoke about was how Holy Trinity expected to have strong enrollment numbers this year and would likely blow those projection numbers out of the water. The division office would have concrete numbers on September 5, the first day of school, and at the end of the month. Meanwhile, Strube is pushing staff to have parents more engaged in the classroom so the latter can support their children's education. We know parents spend more time with their kids than we do. And if we can work together as teams, students are really going to learn, he said. Strube was also excited that construction on the joint-use school project had kicked off, that a contractor had been hired to refurbish Ecole Street Margaret School, Moose Jaw's only single-track French immersion program, and that the Ministry of Education's 2030 Provincial Education Plan was being implemented. With the St. Margaret School project, its cost has jumped to more than $6 million from $5.1 million. The province is committing $4 million, leaving the division to cover the rest using its preventative maintenance and renewal, PMR, reserve, and account for annual school upgrades across the division. Further, the board planned to develop a strategic plan focused on inspiring success, mental health and well-being, supporting student learning and student transitions. With mental health, we're really excited with the partnership with River Street Promotions, RSP. Strube continued, we'll be providing matching grants to schools, from RSP's donation, as well as supporting teachers and students in mental health symposiums and conferences. Meanwhile, this year, the division's faith theme is, God holds all creation in his hands, while the organization will continue to focus on caring for the earth as part of its Catholic Social Teachings program. In response to some providers blocking access to Canadian news on their platforms, our website, moosejawtoday.com, will continue to be your source for hyper-local Moose Jaw news. Bookmark moosejawtoday.com and sign up for our free online newsletter to read the latest local developments.